My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Preseason week number 3. I know everybody's excited for it. I mean, hell, we've been talking it to death all week. Got to figure out whether or not Deshaun Watson's going to play. Do you think that the people in around the AFC North would want Deshaun Watson to play?
They probably want to see him play just so they can make fun of him.
This is your problem.
Well, we're talking about our rivals, right?
Oh, yeah, I guess so. Okay, let's go around the AFC North. Our first stop in Baltimore. Home of the Ravens and 105.7 The Fan's Bob Haney, who joins us as the Baltimore Ravens are getting ready for their preseason matchup. And I had it in front of me, and now I don't have it in front of me anymore. So now I feel like an idiot as welcoming Bob Haney, 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore, as they go to Green Bay at 1 p.m. on Saturday. There it is. Thank you. I pulled it in front of me here. So for Lamar Jackson, what's the plan, Bob?
There is no plan for him Saturday against Green Bay. The plan is tomorrow, however, for him and the rest of the starters to play against the Pack in a joint practice, which John Harbaugh is very much looking forward to. Training camp wrapped up yesterday. I think they leave today for Lambeau. So they got the joint practice tomorrow. But Saturday, the only thing you'll see from the starters is them in nice, officially sanctioned NFL gear standing on the sidelines next to John Harbaugh.
It is very nice. Well built. Go ahead, Tone.
Bob, it's good that we're doing this because we've had some people complain about having only 5 open practices. The Browns start at the Greenbrier, which closed to the public, and obviously our joint practices were closed as well. So the accessibility kind of at an all-time low. How is it there in Baltimore when it comes to the fans, their ability to watch?
Training camp access is very much open to the fans. It stopped last week, but they do. The Ravens send out an email, and fans get full time to prepare for making the family trip. Busloads of kids come in from various rec centers and schools throughout the Baltimore metropolitan area. So training camp is very fan-friendly.
Bob Haney, 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore. Does he treat this, because it's a joint practice, I guess he can't treat this as a regular season tune-up. Does Jim Harbaugh believe in that? Because that's kind of what the Browns are doing right now with the Seahawks game coming up on Saturday night.
Yeah, Harbaugh very much looks at this as a de facto regular season game. Of course, they're not going to be trying to knock Jordan Love out of the game, and we're assuming that Green Bay is not going to do the same with Lamar. But this is the closest his starters are going to get to real football, air quotes, until they face Kansas City on September 5th. They still have questions to answer on the offensive line, in particular at right tackle. Who's the third running back going to be behind Derrick Henry and Justice Hill? I mean, can Ajabo and Owe take the next step as a pass rusher? So there's still some questions that need to be answered. How much of them get answered tomorrow against the Packers? That one I don't know.
Lamar was on with Lima's friend Adam Schein on SiriusXM, said he really didn't care about the criticism of the AFC Championship game. Do you think he cares about the criticism levied at him by fans and by media?
I think deep down inside he does, because he wants a Super Bowl. And I think the narrative around here, and I guess maybe nationally as well, is his playoff performances pale in comparison to his regular season performances, which have culminated in two Most Valuable Player awards. He's 2-4 in the playoffs, and three of those four losses are at home. And last year in the AFC Championship game, he did not play well. I mean, the Ravens scored a touchdown on their first drive and didn't score again for the rest of the game, a touchdown anyway. And if you would have said to me that Friday, I know for a fact Kansas City is only going to score 17 points and none in the second half, I would have told you the Ravens would have won by 14 points. So Lamar definitely hears the noise, and he's consumed with winning a Super Bowl, and in particular, I'm assuming, would like to play well in their quest to do so.
Do you feel like the hunger will be there for the regular season when all he keeps hearing about is the postseason?
Yeah, I think so. Starting Thursday night, September 5th against Kansas City on national TV with the Chiefs, who knocked them out of the playoffs. Patrick Mahomes is the guy that every quarterback in football is chasing in regards to that individual greatness. I think Lamar and the Ravens as a team are going to be extremely fired up for that one. Look, they've got Kansas City, Dallas, and Buffalo in three of their first four games. So I think the hunger will be there. And then you get Cincinnati right after that. So I think they'll be ready to rock and roll, you know, health permitting, when the season begins in a couple of weeks.
Bob Haney, 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore, as the Ravens get set to take on Green Bay in Green Bay on Saturday after joint practices this week. We go to Cincinnati and Mo Egger. As Cincinnati, from ESPN 1530 down in Cincinnati, as the Bengals get ready to take on the Colts on Friday. They are also in joint practices. Mo, how do you feel about those joint practices with the Indianapolis Colts?
Well, they've had two. They had one against the Bears last week, which by every account did not go great. And they had one with the Colts yesterday, which the Bengals defense walked away from that feeling pretty good about itself, because they dominated the Indianapolis Colts, but most important, Joe Burrow looked pretty good, which has obviously been the main focus of camp. These joint practices have kind of taken over the preseason in terms of competitiveness, so the Bengals and Colts will play tomorrow. Cincinnati won't play many of its starters, so the preseason for most of the players who matter is now effectively over.
It has been urged on Sports Illustrated for the Browns to trade for Ja'Marr Chase, even though the two teams have never consummated a trade in the history of their allegiances in the same division or in the NFL together at all. What are the odds that Ja'Marr Chase were to actually get traded from the Cincinnati Bengals? Slim or none?
There's a better chance of Jennifer Aniston walking through my front door right now, which would be awesome.
You know, Lyman and I actually have a friend that lived in the same building as Jennifer Aniston, and she actually did walk through his door before.
Well, she doesn't live in my neighborhood. She doesn't live in my building. She doesn't live in our state. She doesn't live in my city. So it may happen. Theoretically, I guess I can't totally rule it out, but there's a better chance of that happening than, number one, the Bengals trading Ja'Marr Chase. That ain't going to happen. But if they were, I can't even put into proper context how unlikely it is that the Bengals would trade Ja'Marr Chase with 2 years left on his contract to any of the three teams that they would play twice each year over the next 2 years, whether it's Cleveland, Pittsburgh, or Baltimore. Ja'Marr Chase isn't going anywhere. Now, it's totally fair to wonder, is he going to be on the field for the first game of the season? Completely fair to wonder if he's going to be on the field for the second game of the season when the Bengals go to Kansas City. But if there's one thing we know about the Bengals, it's you cannot put a gun to Mike Brown's head and force him to do something he doesn't want to do. There have been a lot of players who have demanded trades. Not that Ja'Marr is doing that. The Bengals go, that's cool, we're not going to trade you. Heck, two players this offseason asked for trades. Guess what? Both those players will be on the Bengals in 2024. So if you saw that, and if you're a Browns fan, I hate to throw cold water over all your hopes. Ja'Marr Chase ain't coming to Cleveland unless it's with the Bengals later on this season.
Like, Mo, maybe you'd want to use this for your show. I'm not sure you necessarily care about what people in Cleveland
think.
Wow,
he's programming your show for you, Mo.
Well, here's why, Mo.
I'll take it.
I've heard the show. It doesn't need much help. But in this case, our fans have said consistently that we can perform miracles around the salary cap because our owner is willing to spend. And we can get down to the nitty-gritty about how the escrow works, but we just can keep paying.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Paying out because Haslam's are liquid, they have the cash. What do your fans say about your owner's situation?
You know, I think with the Bengals, they always fight that narrative based on how the team performed back in the 90s and early 2000s, which was a direct reflection of their frugality. I think most people who have really paid attention have seen that the Bengals have, over the last 10 to 15 years, always paid their top-end guys. Heck, Joe Burrow is the highest-paid player in the sport right now. And if you go back over the last 15 years, whether it's Carson Palmer or A.J. Green or Geno Atkins or Chad Johnson or Andrew Whitworth twice, Willie Anderson, their absolute best players have always gotten second and third contracts. Ja'Marr Chase, Mike Brown, what was interesting about his comments when training camp started is Mike Brown said, we're going to bend over backwards to pay Ja'Marr Chase. He never says stuff like that, and so I think you can take that to the bank. The issue here is the amount of time left on his deal, right? He has 2 years remaining. And so from a Cincinnati perspective, they look at it and go, what's the rush? And from Ja'Marr Chase's perspective, he goes, I want my guaranteed money now. I think most fans see both sides of it. I think where things will change, and I've asked this all summer long, it's one thing to miss practice. It's something else to miss games. Do we believe that Ja'Marr will miss games? And again, games plural is what matters because they play New England week one. They can win with any one of us playing wide receiver that game. They go to Kansas City week two, what has turned into one of the best rivalries in the sport. If Jamar's not on the field against KC, I think public opinion is going to shift heavily in favor of a team that has the player under contract for 2 more years.
Real quick, who was the better talk show host, Phil Donahue or Jerry Springer?
You know, Phil Donahue, I can still hear him screaming, is the caller there? Phil. Plus, I like Marlo Thomas.
Wow, Phil! You're taking Phil Donahue.
Yeah, I think I'm taking Phil.
See, I thought...
Ohio's own Phil Donahue.
See, I thought I would... Wait a minute, what? Who's Ohio's own Phil Donahue?
So, the Donahue show started in Dayton, Ohio. So, there you go.
See... I thought I would lead you if I was going to say Cincinnati's own Jerry Springer, Cleveland's own Phil Donahue, but you still picked Donahue.
Yeah, I think I'm going Phil. Yeah, I like Jerry Springer. Not a huge fan of his talk show, I guess, but I'm going Phil. I think more groundbreaking, more pioneering, longer lasting.
Yeah.
Something you could actually kind of be proud of. I'm going Phil.
Incredible. Mo Egger, ESPN 1530 in Cincinnati as they get ready to take on the Colts on Friday. We now go to Pittsburgh. And Chris Muller, 93.7, the Fan in Pittsburgh as the Steelers get ready to head to Detroit on Saturday to take on the Lions. And they have big-time offensive line problems. Right now, Nate Herbig, he's on the IR. Zach Frazier's expected to start for that football team on the offensive line. And Broderick Jones has been terrible to start off this preseason.
That sounds like an under 500
Muller,
team to me.
Are Kenny. We at DEFCON 1 with the Steelers' offensive line?
That's like 7 wins.
Good morning, guys. I'd just like to say that Mo is correct. Phil Donahue clears Jerry Springer easily.
Wow.
Phil Donahue, a real badass, actually. Tone, was that you just saying that sounds like an under 500 team to me? You guys all want it. Everyone wants it. I think half of Pittsburgh wants it. I think Pittsburgh wants to be able to stop having to hear national analysts say Mike Tomlin has never had a losing season. I'll address the Frazier thing quickly. I'm not saying I'm happy Nate Herbig is hurt. He's a solid pro and a very good interior depth guy, but Frazier has looked pretty good. He looks like, you know, Tyler Linderbaum is sort of the archetype for a guy who wrestled in high school and whatever and shows that kind of ability in space. Frazier's a little bigger than him, doesn't have as much, obviously, pedigree or college hype, but he gets out and moves. He's not Marquise Pouncey on the move, but he's a mauler. He's good with his feet. I think he's going to be a very good center for them. So that one doesn't feel like a problem. I like their two guards for right now. And the guy they drafted from South Dakota State, McCormick, looks like he's going to eventually force his way into the lineup. As far as Jones goes, now I have to take my medicine a little bit for right now. Pony got killed, and rightly so, for making Kenny Pickett out to be the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, when in fact he's probably going to be a one-contract-and-done guy in the NFL. I wanted them to take Broderick Jones badly. Now, in my defense, everyone thought Broderick Jones was an actual first-round pick. I still think he is. He's banged up. He's got an elbow injury. He's wearing a brace on his right elbow. He's not using it as an excuse, but it obviously is bothering him. And the real problem here is, for as much as they have seemingly laser-focused their drafting the last 2 years under Omar Khan, they continue to insist on playing Broderick Jones on the wrong side because they're accommodating Dan Moore Jr., who can't even play. They all acknowledge it. They're like, yeah, he's a mediocre left tackle. That's why we've drafted two tackles in the first round the last 2 years. But we're gonna let the other guy in the first-round pick play off position so Dan Moore can just sit there at left tackle because he's physically incapable of playing right tackle. It's making me insane, and it's a big part of their problem.
You can't just move offensive linemen around.
But here's my point. I would have rather seen them just say, Broderick, we drafted you. You are now the starting left tackle. We are going to, like, the minute we put you in the lineup, we're going to live with it. They should have kept Chuks Okorafor at right tackle last year and just let Jones play left.
Mm-hmm.
But Chuks made the cardinal sin of mouthing off, apparently, to Mike Tomlin, and that made Mike very angry. Here's the thing about Dan Moore. He has worked hard to get to the point where he is maybe at times serviceable, and I just think that coaching staff loves the fact that he's battled. It's like the way you would reward a kid in high school for working harder than his teammates. Jones works hard. Guys like him, but they're giving Dan Moore all this leeway that he doesn't deserve, that his pedigree doesn't warrant, and it is frustrating me a lot because it's also making my opinion look bad here. That's the real problem.
Question for your listeners. Are the Steelers playing to actually win, or are they playing for the legacy of Mike Tomlin? You have to ask them that today.
I need to ask them that. They would all say they're playing for the legacy of Mike Tomlin. Okay. Most of them would probably
say. Then we have a serious problem. We have a serious problem on the banks of the Monongahela.
All right, since, Chris, you are an honest purveyor of Pittsburgh sports, unlike your partner, your perfect person to ask, compare...
Hold on, Toad. Hold on. It's on the banks of the Allegheny / the Ohio. It ain't on the banks of the...
You think I give a bleep it's Pittsburgh? I don't care. Go ahead, Tone.
At least our rivers don't catch fire.
All right, we're done.
No.
That's it. I was going to ask. So we'll just make it up on the fly. I was going to rip.
I'm sorry.
I was going to ask how his two quarterbacks look compared to how Kenny Pickett had looked in prior training camps or preseason. Because right now their fans are panicking. They're absolutely panicking.
No, their hands are bigger.
They should panic. Yeah. I told you, I got the head coach of Axel's football team, a Steelers fan. And every now and then he'll get in the group text and he'll chime in with something. And the only thing I had to say, it happened last week, and I go, yeah, I know another team that had a quarterback competition every year for their starting quarterback for a very long time. And it worked out real well for them. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Been there.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.